Welcome to No Compromise Radio, a ministry coming to you from Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. No Compromise Radio is a program dedicated to the ongoing proclamation of Jesus Christ, based on the theme in Galatians 2, verse 5, where the Apostle Paul said, "But we did not yield in subjection to them for even an hour, so that the truth of the gospel would remain with you." In short, if you like smooth, watered-down words to make you simply feel good, this show isn't for you. By purpose, we are first biblical, but we can also be controversial. Stay tuned for the next 25 minutes as we're called by the divine trumpet to summon the troops for the honor and glory of her King. Here's our host, Pastor Mike Abendroth.
Welcome to No Compromise Radio Ministry. My name is Mike Abendroth, and it's gloomy out.
Raw.
It is May 2nd, 2019 in real time, and good day for a show. You can always write me, Mike, at nocompromiseradio.com. If you want to ask Spencer a question, info at nocompromiseradio.com. You can go to the website. If in May you order the book Sexual Fidelity, we will ship you along with that. It won't show up in the cart, but you'll get shipped things that go bump in the church along with that. There's a chapter in there that I wrote on unconditional election, how to explain election in a simple, kind of a lighter way. I've written some books in no compromise style, and I've written them in other professional ways, really academic ways. But tweet at, what is that? Why are we doing that? At No Co Radio. I did put one out the other day, and it said, if anyone in Big Eva, that's Big Evangelicalism, Big Eva, wants to try to call the church I pastor and try to get me fired for calling out their nastiness, right, exposing some of their problems, the phone number of Bethlehem Bible Church is 508-835-3400. So I thought I'd give that to you as well. I've known people, I think there's one particular case here recently where someone who does kind of what I do got fired from their church because big shots in evangelicalism called their church, talked to the elders, got them fired. And so I just wanted to make sure I made it easy for the people. 508-835-3400. And I guess if you're a listener and you want to call, you can. But we won't answer. You can always leave a message. Hey, my most interesting listener who would leave messages, she called herself Jean the Baptist. And that's correct, Jean the Baptist. But I called her Jean the Swearing Baptist because she swore a lot. And I believe I talked to her once or twice. Maybe she still listens, I don't know. And she would do some kind of artwork as well, some kind of interesting artwork stuff on larger postcards and send those in, kind of like a stenciling and drawing and, I don't know, Jesus's face after getting beaten up or something like that. And she'd call regularly, and I said to my secretary at the time, Tracy, you know, don't patch her through, and if you do, you're fired. And I always joke with the secretary, oh, you're fired. But this time I mean it. I'm not going to talk to Jean the Swearing Baptist. And I think she came to church a couple times and wanted to stand up and do some kind of prophecy. And as you imagine, that didn't go over so well. Now, when I started this show 9 years ago, 8.5 years ago, I never could imagine, all right, if you said to me, Mike, what do you think will happen if you do this radio show Monday to Friday for 10 years? What would be kind of like some wild stories? Or what do you think the Lord might do? I never would have thought, oh, I'd do a bunch of wretched radio shows. I never thought it would pretty much take me around the world. I never thought that it would introduce me to so many people. Right, that's been one of the great benefits of this show, is I get to talk to folks on the radio and theologians and pastors and such on Wednesdays. I never thought it would do that. I mean, I just didn't really think through, right? I was just kind of like one show at a time. I never thought it would bring out Jean the Baptist.
Ha 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 ha.
That is funny. So there's some things, you know. Let's see. How am I going to do this? This is a carry on from last show. Let's see. Here we go. Ready?
Juan el Bautista.
John the Baptist in Spanish. Here we go.
Juan el Bautista.
Now, how do I say John the... Okay, ready? John the... How am I going to do this? Swearing. John the Swearing Baptist. Ready?
Juan el Bautista, jurador.
Jurador.
Juan el Bautista, jurador.
I don't think I've ever laughed as loud on No Compromise Radio. Oh, my day was pretty gloomy until right about now, and I never thought that I would sit in this room. How many hours have I sat in this room? A lot. Between study and everything else, sometimes I study at home. Today I was working on a couple messages. And here I am in West Boylston, as I like to call it, in beautiful downtown Burbank off of Buena Vista Street, although it's really Lancaster Street. And I just talk, and I try to talk like I'm thinking about certain people, right, that I've met. And by the way, I've not only met folks that are other theologians, I've met some of you listeners and had some interaction with you. And many of you have been very gracious to me and kind and encouraging, some financially supporting, and very, 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 praise the Lord for No Compromise Radio, for what it's done in my life and where it's taken me. I'm happy for that.
Juan el Bautista, jurador.
Juan el Bautista, jurador. So today, after that 6 minutes, see, you just tune in for what reason? Why would you want to listen to No Compromise Radio? That's a good question. I have the new Christianity Today that we is kind of part two from last time, May 2019. I'm up to page 18, just random comments. We'll do some Hebrew shows soon enough. Did you know all Lifeway stores are closing? America's largest remaining Christian retail chain, and of course it's a Southern Baptist deal, say they're going to close in 2019 after 10 years of financial losses. You know, they kind of deserve it in the sense that they sell so much, what's a good word to use, so much trash that's probably... Now, I don't even have to look that up here because... when I say trash in Spanish, I already know what it is because there's a white trash Blanco Basura bumper sticker campaign in Santa Cruz. And so...
Basura.
Basura. But anyway, they're going to close. And I guess Beth Moore will sell just as many books without... the brick and mortar business. I learned the other day that her name is Wanda Elizabeth Moore. And I know she changed her name. I think when she began to market herself, if a podcast that I was listening to, I think it was called Banned Books, is correct. I don't quite know. I don't care. If you want to change your name, that's fine by me. I don't have the issue. You change your name, you have great theology. Great. If you change your name, you have horrible theology. I just kind of want to know where your husband might be, besides maybe cashing the checks. That was my first video, by the way, Where's Beth Moore's Husband? It used to be by far the most popular, even though I think I could have done it better, just at the time seemed right. I don't know, there might be 20,000 downloads, but I think other ones are up to like 30-some now, so there you have it. UMC, United Methodist Church, votes to maintain... official position against same-sex marriage and non-celibate gay clergy during special session February this year in the General Conference. 53% in favor of, you know, the conservative view, 47% opposed. And I think what's happening is you're seeing the international folks of a certain denomination or any denomination, they're the ones who are holding the line in the conservative, orthodox, biblical stance. And you see America and the other really Western countries, they're tossing it in a wholesale way. It would be the Africans, and it would be the Asians, and it would be the whatever group from other countries that want old school, for lack of a better word, confessional, constitutional, biblical views, or all of the above. Gospel for Asia reaches $37 million settlement to 200,000 past supporters in order to settle a class action lawsuit alleging that the missions organization applied just 13% of donations to field work. Unclaimed funds will go to Samaritan's Purse and four other ministries. That is crazy. That is really, really crazy. 13%. So would you please give us money for Gospel for Asia? We love Asia. We love the gospel. We love Gospel for Asia. 37 million refunded. Now, there are administrative costs. There's bandwidth. And there's, I don't know, headphone replacements. But if you're that big and you have 13%, I mean, I've tried to teach my kids that, right? If United Way calls or somebody calls and says, we'd like to have some money for hurricane relief, earthquake relief for people, or whatever the disaster might be, it would be good to ask, what percentage of every dollar that I give will go directly to the people in need? There are, of course, administrative costs, like people calling, like banks involved, like people writing the checks, right? You go to the store and, you know, you're paying for that milk to be kept cold, and you're paying for the lights to be on. You're paying for scanners and checkers and everything, and there are costs involved. Nobody has any problem with that. The big problem happens to be with, and unlike business, if you're a business and you can scrape things off the top and become a billionaire because you're at the top of the food chain because you invented Velcro, okay, fine. This is capitalism. But if it's for a ministry, one of the reasons why I like to support the TMAI ministry missionaries is because you don't have a huge missionary organization that's going to cut a bunch of that stuff off the top because they've got so much administration. I don't know how much is taken, but I don't think very much is. I want to say none, but I don't know that to be true. What else? Violent Bible verses used to deny asylum. An Iranian convert was initially denied asylum in the UK because an immigration official challenged his claim that Christianity was a peaceful religion, citing verses from Leviticus, Exodus, and Revelation. Huh. So an immigration official is doing that. The Church of England condemned the decision as profound misunderstanding of the texts, and the government pledged to review his application again. For years, officials have been using confusing Bible questions to test Christians from Muslim-majority countries. The Iranian Christian population in England continues to grow, with the Anglican Church launching an official liturgy in Farsi. That's what the Iranian language is. In March. So this is the interesting part to me. For years, officials have been using confusing Bible questions to test Christians. Okay, so I don't really know why they're doing that. Here's a couple of guesses. If you are a Muslim and you want to get out of your country and you have no way to do it and you'd like to go to England because it's better living conditions there and you have no thought or inclination to give up your religious beliefs in Muhammad and Islam, then you say you're a Christian and then they let you in and you're set, and now you just go back to the mosque, etc. I'm thinking that's what's happening. And then if you ask a question, you know, a shibboleth or a sibboleth, then you'll know, right? You could ask them Bible questions about Christianity, and if they don't have the basic answers down, or maybe something a little bit more than basic, then you might realize they're a poser. And I'm just thinking off the top of my head, right? A lot of Muslims think that the third person of the Trinity is Mary because of the Roman Catholic Church's emphasis on Mary, right? A lot of talk about God the Father, a lot of talk about Jesus, and a lot of talk about Mary. And people talk about the Trinity, so when you think of Trinity, you think of Father, Son, and Mary. And if you ask them, who are the three members of the Trinity, that might be a good, confusing Bible question for a Muslim who is trying to use reasons that are less than legitimate in the eyes of the government. Anyway, that's just my guess. I'm not exactly sure. What else is in here? Oh, like all good schools do, Azusa Pacific drops LGBT relationship ban, comma, again. Now, here's one of the things that I find fascinating. I'm supposed to be a one-woman man, 1 Timothy chapter 3 and Titus chapter 1, as elder qualifications, i.e. elder, pastor, overseer. I'm essentially an elder. That's my office. I do the job of pastoring. I've done a lot of dumb things in my life, but the Lord has helped me stay faithful to my wife, and that's important. And if I wasn't, what would you think? Well, I would hope people would say to me, you're out of ministry, although you can be back in fellowship upon repentance. That's what I hope they would say. But now what's happening is you can be what? You can be a practicing homosexual priest, our pastor, our clergyman, clergywoman. And while I have to step down, if I cheat on my wife, you can not even really be married, or you can be in a homosexual relationship, and everything's just legit. A new student code of conduct at Azusa Pacific University does not include specific restrictions on same-sex relationships. And I always like to know why people are doing something, right? The what is one thing, the why is another. That gets us to motives. Why? In an effort to apply uniform standards of behavior for all students who are prohibited from sex outside of marriage. So I don't get it. There's going to be restrictions on same-sex relationships, but you can't have sex outside of marriage? Does that mean you can hold hands if you're gay and be on campus, but you just can't have sex? I guess that's what they're saying. The California Christian College had dropped its ban on romanticized same-sex relationships last fall, only to reinstate it days later at the direction of its board. APU is an open enrollment institution which does not require students to be Christian to attend, and the handbook conveys our commitment to treating everyone with Christ-like care and civility. Of course. Do I have to put it in my handbook that I'm going to treat you with civility? Now, I may get after people on No Compromise Radio. I might call out kooks and Barneys, and I might ask people, you know, henno questions. And I may do a lot of dumb things, and do. But I know how to treat people with civility, except when I'm doing road rage. Oh, you know what we have to look up here? Yeah, this is going to be fun. Okay, hold on. Let's just type this in. Hang in there with me. Okay, road rage. Ready? Here we go. Dun, 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 dun.
Road rage.
Why did it do that? Come on.
Rabia en la carretera.
Rabia. Oh, you know what? Duh. I learned something today, No Compromise listeners. If your dog has rabies, it has rage. Rabies is rage. Rage, rabia. So that's, I'm sure, where we get the word rabies. Rabia en la carretera. Carretera. Oh, like a calle. What's a street? A calle. A calle. Straza.
Rabia en la carretera.
Rabia en la carretera.
Rabia en la carretera. Road rage.
Road rage. Wayne's World. All right, 1930. I can't believe I just said that. Provost Mark Stanton stated all this. The school continues to uphold a traditional view of marriage. Not for long, is my comment. Civility, of course, and Christ-like love. You know, it's that whole canard that says, you know, Jesus hung out with the sinners and prostitutes. What do you mean he hung out with them? Kind of like how doctors hang out with patients, right? How surgeons hang out with the patients. They just hang out together. Whatever Jesus did and whatever kind of slang you want to chill, Jesus chilled, chillaxing. He wasn't confirming and affirming what they were. He knew they were sinners, and he was going to give his life for sinners like them. This was no game, right? People want to make it a game. And there's no game involved with this. So anyway, my name is Mike Ebendroth. This is No Compromise Radio. Rabia en el cartera. Uh-oh. Pam Tebow's got a new book out. Ripple Effects, Discover the Miraculous Motivating Power of a Woman's Influence. Just last show, we were talking about who reads the Bible to their children more? Moms. Who prays more with the children between moms and dads? Moms. Who influences their children in their faith journey walk? Moms. Who? Moms. I'm glad for that, by the way, that moms do it. We just want the fathers to step up. I pretty much think this might cost me a few book sales, that outside of sexual fidelity, we want these how-to books, and pretty much every how-to book is about the same, right? It's all law, it's all imperative, no indicative, no gospel. I hope I'm wrong when it comes to this. I want to like Tim Tebow, just generally I do. Join Pam Tebow to uncover the God-inspired difference only you can make in the world. She looks like a nice lady. Tim Tebow said, the impact mom had on me and my brothers and sisters is almost indescribable. But as you read this, you'll be encouraged that God can use you, no matter what season you're in, to affect those around you. And to Tim's credit, I know he was supposed to speak with some people, and he didn't probably know who they were. They were some false teachers. He found out about it and didn't speak. And I'm glad for that, although this is kind of the middle of the road, generic Good Morning America kind of thing. All right, what's up next here? This is I love this. All right, here we go. Reforesting Faith, What Trees Teach Us About the Nature of God and His Love for Us, Matthew Sleeth, MD. You can't make this up. What do trees reveal about God? What do trees reveal about God, faith, and future of everything? Reforesting Faith. Some cool redwoods. I like to ride my bicycle through the redwoods. Southeastern Christian Church, Baptismal Regeneration Church, by the way. When it comes to biblical knowledge and divine insights, I can read Matthew Sleeth all day. Don't be lost in the woods. Read his book and reforest your faith. Reforest. Now, how about DeForest Kelly, your faith? Huh? Jim, I'm a doctor, not a lawyer. Not a forest removal tree man. Oh, this is why Lifeway goes out of business, because they'd probably sell a book like this. And can you imagine the amount of trees that we've had to cut down in the forest to make this book? What can trees teach us about faith? If a deforesting tree faith falls in the woods, will anybody believe it? I'm going to have some carcinogenic Diet Coke for that. I'm trying not to drink much Diet Coke these days. I'm thirsty. I went to the church refrigerator, and it was either old green carrot juice that somebody left in there, some Jell-O that's now kind of liquefied with mold on top. That would be a good segment of the show. What's in the church refrigerator? Anyway, my name is Mike Abendroth. This is No Compromise Radio.
No Compromise Radio with Pastor Mike Abendroth is a production of Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. Bethlehem Bible Church is a Bible-teaching church firmly committed to unleashing the life-transforming power of God's Word through verse-by-verse exposition of the sacred text. Please come and join us. Our service times are Sunday morning at 10:15 and in the evening at 6. We're right on Route 110 in West Boylston. You can check us out online at bbcchurch.org or by phone at 508-835-3400.